from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A group finally taking responsibility for India attack. An alliance of more than a dozen militant groups called the United Jihad Council, based in Pakistani Kashmir, has claimed responsibility for an attack by heavily armed gunmen on a strategic Indian airbase about 50 kilometers from the border with Pakistan. Operations continued for a third day to secure the airbase in the northern Punjab state, which was infiltrated by heavily armed gunmen on Saturday. Five gunmen have been killed and seven security personnel have died in the attack, which could jeopardize peace talks between India and Pakistan. The United Jihad Council, which is fighting to end Indian rule in Kashmir, said it wanted to show India that no military installation was out of the reach of the militants and India should allow Kashmiris to decide their political future. The claim of responsibility came in a statement issued to a Srinagar-based news agency. Saudi Arabia's allies curbed their diplomatic links with Iran Monday following Riyadh's decision to sever its relations with Iran after protesters stormed the country's embassy in Tehran. Bahrain and Sudan cut their diplomatic ties, while the United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with Iran, limiting the number of Tehran's diplomats in the country. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arabia's execution Saturday of a leading Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir announced Sunday that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. A rapidly worsening diplomatic crisis erupted Saturday shortly after Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. 46 others were also executed, triggering the international outrage and warnings of grave repercussions for the Saudi royal family. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has shut down a drone base in southern Ethiopia that was part of the U.S. anti-terrorism effort in the region. The U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa told VOA Monday that the U.S. military personnel are no longer in Arba Minch. That's the town where the base was located. The U.S. base, opened in 2011, was used to launch drones over Somalia, home to the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. A Sudan opposition leader said her party will honor an African Union invitation to hold talks in Ethiopia with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government for a national dialogue intended to resolve the country's problems. The dialogue launched last year by President Bashir is currently being held in Sudan. Islamic State militants attacked Iraqi troops and allied tribal fighters outside the western town of Hatatha on Monday, killing at least 11 and wounding dozens. The Associated Press reported that 30 troops were wounded in the attacks, which included a suicide car bombing and roadside bombs. The attack comes a week after Iraqi troops backed by U.S.-led airstrikes and Sunni tribesmen pushed ISIS out of central Ramadi. The United States and its allies conducted 25 strikes against Islamic State militants in Iraq on Sunday. The British Foreign Office says it's examining a video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. The 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage. One of the gunmen said the execution was a message to David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, who has ramped up attacks on Islamic State's insurgents in Iraq and Syria. This is Prime Minister Cameron responding.
Well, look, they hate us not for what we do, but for what we are. The fact that we are a successful, tolerant, democratic, multi-faith, multi-ethnic nation. They hate that, and that's why they want to take us on, and that's why they do what they do. But I know that Britain will never be cowed by this sort of terrorism. Our values are so much stronger than theirs.
The purported spies were each shot in the head, as shown in the video. U.S. stock prices fell sharply in Monday's early trading following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials lost about 2% of the morning trading, while the Nasdaq was off nearly 2.8%. The latest round of global market turmoil started today when Chinese stocks plummeted around 7%, which prompted officials to stop trading for the day. The sell-off was sparked by another in a series of disappointing reports on Chinese manufacturing. Investors saw that as evidence that China's economic growth is slowing down. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.